This fall, choose Primavera Online, and you'll be choosing a school with flexibility, personalized support, and an award-winning curriculum that's over 20 years strong. Now enrolling grades K to 12 at ChooseProMavera.com.
Big moments or small moments, they all deserve great style.
Our over 800 stylists are here to help you look and feel your best. Visit your local Marisa's to find fashion fit for you with a little help from us.
Meet Natural Cycles, the only FDA-cleared and CE-marked birth control app that's 100% natural, hormone-free, and side-effect-free. Here's how it works. The app analyzes daily changes in your body temperature to find your fertile window so you can plan or prevent pregnancy naturally. Natural Cycles is a clinically proven, non-hormonal birth control option that's 93% effective with typical use and 98% effective with perfect use. No synthetic hormones, just science. And if you're ready to start family planning, switching from preventing to planning a pregnancy is as easy as tapping a button. Plus, the Natural Cycles app makes tracking fertility easy. You can measure your temperature trends using an Oura Ring, Apple Watch, or our Bluetooth thermometer, which is free when you sign up for an annual subscription. Join over 4 million registered users who are taking control of their fertility naturally. Save 15% when you sign up with code RADIO15 at naturalcycles.com. That's Radio 15 for 15% off today.
Rally in Royersford. Day before the season. We broadcast from McGurk's. It's all presented by Jack Daniel's Tennessee Whiskey. Rhea, I'll have you know it does not matter to me if Micah Parsons does not play for Green Bay's defense in their first game. They are one of three defenses that I drafted.
No, you're kidding me.
Ridiculous. Why?
I did what I do. Three quarterbacks, three defenses, two tight ends.
Quick question. How has that worked out for you so far?
I've had very good
how
seasons.
How many championships have you
I
won?
Haven't won the title.
Oh.
But I did win that regular season, which
one
is far
time
harder
you
than
you
winning
got in first place in a regular season.
Yeah. Much harder.
Maybe change your strategy.
No.
I just don't understand
three.
The strategy.
It's
like,
a
dumb
strategy.
Why do you think that's going to work?
Two defenses, fine. If you really want to do
three.
It, that's fine. Three is
Denver, Green Bay, and Buffalo.
It is a waste of a roster spot.
Defense is always the last thing I take.
Nope.
Yeah,
nope.
Of course. I took my defense with the last pick of the draft. Last pick of the draft.
And John and Devin, your team last year was?
I don't even remember.
Yeah, but I'm good every year. I've won multiple titles.
Yeah, so. Joe, I won Chime a couple down. Years ago.
Yeah. Pipe it down.
And I think I was a runner-up another year.
All right. Get out of here to McGurk's in Royersford. Reminder, breakfast, $12. You can get all these great meals, including the bacon, egg, and cheese croissant. You can also get Hugh Douglas's Jack Daniel's signature drink.
Ooh.
Ready for what this is called?
Mm-hmm.
The Locker Room Punch. I think that's got T.O. in mind.
That's awesome. T.O.
will be here today at 5 o'clock. You heard that right, boys and girls. Terrell Owens will be on site today, 5 o'clock, McGurk's in Royersford. So be here if you can for that, you know, hour. Obviously, if you can't, make sure you listen. The app, YouTube, so many ways you can see the show. All right, we'll get to Shield this segment. Ross Tucker, season montage from last year. Ticket giveaway, name, and Merrill Reese all up ahead. Let's play some audio Sirianni for you. This is Nick Sirianni. Because, you know, John, you remember we were talking, I think it was yesterday, about that meeting he has where he, you know, basically sets the tempo for everyone on what the responsibilities are for the year, and he does it with every player in front of the whole team. It's a fascinating concept. And he was asked after our show yesterday more about that, and he elaborated in much greater detail about that meeting. Let's listen to Sirianni on what he described yesterday, what goes down.
I take a lot of pride that in here that they leave this team meeting and there's no question of what's required for me. I want them to play tough, detailed together, and they know exactly what that vision looks like. And it's the same thing with that, with the, you know, when we talk, I'm assuming you're asking me about the roles and the contribution and that portion of it. And it's the same thing there. Again, it's, you know, for instance, it's hard to say that, Mike, that like one position is more emphasized than the other. Now, you're just being honest with every person and everybody right there about what the expectation is. So there's not a, you know, a guess on it, right? You know, hey, You know, we've had this role in the past. Like, we need you as a wide receiver. You know, might look what we ask Darius Cooper is going to look a little bit different than when we ask AJ Brown to do. And but it's just being, you know, upfront with that and say, you know, Coop, you're going to, when you get your opportunities, you know, when you get your opportunities to touch the football, you got to make it count. You're going to have to do some of this dirty work, you know, that's so necessary for a football team. So everybody's explanation or job description is based off of them uniquely. And I wouldn't say I spend more time on one than the other. It's just whatever it is for that person.
Did I or did I not yesterday say this meeting is about the third, fourth, and fifth wide receivers?
Mm-hmm.
And that's the exact analogy. Look, I think it's great. I really do. I think it's, I mean, obviously I'm joking a bit because third, fourth, and fifth wide receivers come to mind in particular in this offense where they're just not going to get the ball much. And we know wide receivers like to get the ball. And let's be real. The third, fourth, and fifth wide receivers in pro football are guys growing up in high school and in college that got the ball a ton.
Yeah.
They were all the number one target. That's how they made it to the NFL. They were great at their level. But now you're not as great as A.J. Brown and Devontae Smith. You're not going to get the ball as much.
And the meeting's not to tell A.J. Brown and Devontae Smith right. They're getting the ball a bunch, right?
Really?
Right. Exactly. All right, let's go to the phones. Do you like that the Eagles will not be on the field for the ceremony tomorrow night when they unfurl that banner? Let's get to Derek and Paola. Good morning, Derek.
Good morning. Good morning. Yo, real quick, though, that segment yesterday was crazy, man.
It was crazy. Because, I thought so, too. Listen, what stood out to you, Derek?
That Jack doesn't care. And I just don't know why Spike is so, like, involved, and he's not even part of it. Like, Jack don't care.
See,
make
I
it
think
take
Jack
it,
cares.
Not make it take
I
care.
Think it's a defense that. Mechanism.
Nah, he never.
What did he do
know,
after he beat you right in running? He cared then.
He cared.
I think he cares to a point.
I agree. I agree with both of you. I know what you mean.
Listen, when I say care, I'm talking about the rules of the game that they got. They're gonna have. Like,
I agree with that.
Oh yeah, yeah.
What you're saying would make it take it, right, Joe? That could be something that happens, right? But like you said, it would be a more competitive game if it's not make it take it. If y'all put
well, that's not the word. It's not the word I said. I said compelling. So my point to not have to make it take it, Derek, is I think it'll be a longer game, which I think will be good for the audience. If it's make it take it, let's just say one of us is significantly better than the other. Who knows? Maybe one of us is, maybe one of us is not. I don't know. But that is possible. So if you have make it take it and one person's significantly better, the game could get over pretty quick.
Yeah, for sure.
And I would feel bad for the hundreds or thousand people that come out to watch it, all the people watching on YouTube. Like, my point is I think we'll have a more compelling game if there is not make it take it. And, man, they didn't like that position at all. But that's honestly how I feel.
Yeah, Spike is a little over the top, man, with his involvement.
Yes.
Man, Jack, a grown man, he just bought a house. And
apparently not, Derek.
And
apparently
that.
He's like, a child he just who needs to like, be taken care of.
And I don't got no bias towards none of the shows, but I'm like, wow, Spike is slow.
Yeah,
but anyway.
Yeah, Spike is something. Right, what do you got on our birds in this decision?
I'm not really. I don't like that they're not going to come out and watch the banner because even if they lose this game, it's only one game. So if they get caught up in the emotion, like they're supposed to. You know what I'm saying? Like they worked their whole lives to achieve something like this. So it's like, why take away from it because you worried about losing one game? Like if that's the case, then have the banner ceremony at a different time. I don't know. That just seemed a little.
Yeah, but it's the only time the fans are there that it's opening night.
Yeah, I hear you. Yeah. But it's about
all right, Derek, give me what was highly anticipated. This season certainly is. What else was highly anticipated?
I would say what everyone, with the exception of you, prom night.
What a line.
Oh, my God.
Look at you.
What a line. It,
really, that guy, man.
Great answer, too, in general.
Yeah, that guy. It was prom morning for me. Twitter poll question of the day. It's brought to us by Armin Chevrolet. Check out Armin Certified One-Owner Pre-Owned Pickup Trucks and SUVs at ArminChevy.com. That's ArminChevy.com. Together, let's drive. Poll question. Do you like that the Eagles coaches and players have chosen to not be on the sideline for the Super Bowl banner reveal ceremony? Yes or no? You can vote at Sports Radio WIP on Twitter. We'll talk to Shield Kapati in just a moment. Of course, get his prediction for the season, his thoughts on that other topic and more. Let's just drill down on this make it, take it, or not concept. John, gut feeling, should it be or should it not be make and take it?
I like the idea of not make it take it.
Okay.
Just alternate and take turns like would normally be. Okay. I that makes the most sense.
Rhea, what do you think?
I do like it a little bit.
It would make it spicier.
Yeah.
You have like make it take it?
Yeah.
Because someone can get run off the court?
Yeah.
I think to your point, Joe, that's not the point of this. Like, this is an event. This is a show that we're putting on. Like, we're a radio station. We have people coming out to this. Like,
Trying to entertain people?
Yes. Yes.
I think you can crush them. That's why I find it amusing.
Look, I think make it take it's better for you.
Yeah, like, that's what I mean.
I think
you know that I root for you.
My guess is you're a more skilled basketball player. So I do. I'm saying this. I think the most fun, fair thing to do is not make it.
You know, the irony to me of this whole thing, I think not make it take it makes it a longer game.
It does, which hurts you.
And I think they think a longer game hurts me, and yet they're not taking the offer. So
it's really strange.
I think so too.
Yeah,
I do. And by the way, I even put on the table. Now, you guys will hear this full segment today at 9 o'clock. We're going to play the full segment from yesterday. I even put on the table that I will remove the free throw thing. There will be no free throws if they say there's no make it take it.
No way. You offered
and
that?
And I offered it like three
and
or four times.
And they didn't take it?
They didn't take it.
What is wrong with them?
See, that's a mistake. They should have taken that as soon as you offered
it up.
That's
insane.
I'm just being honest with you. They dug their heels in so much.
It's also so funny, too, because Spike has no idea how good a basketball player Jack is, and yet he's fighting and arguing for things without really knowing what Jack can bring.
Yeah, I found the whole thing strange. So I don't know. Look, you can weigh in, 215-592-9494.
They are all over the place.
They were. If you heard that segment, I'd love to get your reaction to it, what you made of it. All right, a lot up ahead here. Reminder, Ross Tucker in 10 minutes. Eagles season montage from last year, which was really very special. Joe Wechter put it together for us through the season and through the playoffs, but then obviously we capped it with a couple minutes of the Super Bowl highlights and turned out to be about a 10-minute montage. It's really one of the great pieces of audio we've ever put together as a show, and credit to Wechter, who was the maestro of it. That's at 7:50, Merrill at 8 o'clock, and your chance to hear the name, of course, Rhea, we give away these Eagles tickets tomorrow. People got to know the name today at 8 o'clock in order to win the tickets tomorrow at 8 o'clock.
And, of course, courtesy of NovaCare Rehabilitation, the power of physical therapy.
Joe, if there is still disagreement on the core rules for the basketball, I do think we need to bear in mind something that you said there that what? I found shocking. That you-
this fall, choose Primavera Online, and you'll be choosing a school with flexibility, personalized support, and an award-winning curriculum that's over 20 years strong. Now enrolling grades K-12 at chooseprimavera.com.
Whether it's a date night, a special event, or just another Tuesday, our over 800 stylists are here to help you look and feel your best. We're about personalized style that fits your life. Made for real-life moments. Maurice's.
Fun fact, you can't get pregnant every day. You're only fertile for 6 days, ovulation day and the 5 days leading up to it. Natural Cycles is the only birth control app that can pinpoint your fertile window by analyzing your hormone-driven temperature trends. It's more than just a basic cycle tracking app. Natural Cycles is the only FDA-cleared and CE-marked birth control app and has helped millions prevent and plan for pregnancy naturally. Save 15% when you sign up today with code RADIO15. Learn more at naturalcycles.com.
Sure, you were willing to concede free throws for the make it take it. Mm-hmm. I don't think the make it take it has much bearing on the outcome.
I agree.
Much less than free throws.
I agree with that.
Right. Yeah. So I think if this gets all if the works get all gummed up, if we could eventually return to that idea, I mean, that's
Spike needs to rein it in is what you're saying. Like, enough already.
Yeah, you think he's dug in because he wants to be dug in,
right? Yes, he's being ridiculous about this. He's going way over the top, and he is just disagreeing with you to disagree, to try and win. Spike loves to win arguments. It's like his favorite thing on the planet. Like, he wants to, right? He wants to win this argument. Like, instead of actually stepping back and thinking about what makes the most sense, both for his player or his child and the audience.
His child. All right, let's talk some football with with his child. Let's talk some football with Shiel Kapadia. Shiel's going to be joining us all through the football season. We're still working out details. We think it'll be on Wednesdays with Shiel. And as we broadcast from McGurk's today, part of the rally in Rutherford, we welcome our guy, of course, Mr. Shiel Kapadia. Shiel, good morning, pal.
Joe, I hope you appreciate what a hype man you have in James. I mean, that defense just, my family doesn't defend me like that. I mean, incredible. Make sure you say thank you today at some point.
Thank you, James. Thank you. In the words of John Ritchie to Cindy Margolis, thank you, Cindy.
Now you're back.
Oh, thank you.
Oh, thank you, Cindy.
I forgot about that.
Thank you, Cindy.
Oh, Dan, pull that for Job of the Week for me, please.
All right, so, Shiel, we'll get to football in a second, but should it be make it, take it, or not?
I'm generally a make it, take it guy. Now, I don't know all the details, but, yeah, the last time I played a game of one-on-one and it wasn't make it, take it, I mean, that must have been in elementary school or something. So you're grown up. Okay. I think you do make it, take it, but that's just one man's opinion.
Do you get my point, though, that I think it'll make it a longer game and therefore better for the audience if it's not make it, take it?
It may. However, there is an added drama to the make it, take it when one guy can't stop the other guy and you're saying, are they going to get a stop here? So there is some entertainment value to that as well.
Yeah. No, I agree. All right, Shiel, tomorrow night, banner ceremony. Presumably, you know, montage of video clips from last season on the big Jumbotron. But no Eagles players or coaches out there to watch it, to participate, so to speak. Do you think it's the right decision or the wrong decision?
I'm a little surprised by it. You know, I understand the messaging all off season that, hey, we're putting that behind us. This is a different team. But I feel like there's a way to appreciate that moment, the guys that are there that worked hard for that championship. Now, if the players said, hey, we're on board, you know, we don't want to see it, that's fine. Also, I imagine there would be some guys who would say, hey, let's do it a little early. We watch the banner. We go back in the locker room, and then we get ready for the game. But, you know, I don't know that it's right or wrong. I was surprised, and they are leaning all the way into this thing that, hey, we don't care. We're not talking about that year at all.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, they're ready to move on. And, focused on the here and now. I think it's very sort of par for the course. It's sort of on brand for –
Oh, it's definitely on brand.
Nick,
there's no question.
And this team have always done.
Yeah.
You know, blinders on in a good way. I support this. I think it's a good idea. But, Shiel, we have a concern right day before the game. Landon Dickerson, one of the best guards in all of football. How hindered is he? How concerned are you?
Well, he had the full participation yesterday, so that is a good sign for the Eagles, and the stuff that guy played through last year. I mean, really, him and Cam Jurgens playing through those injuries during that playoff run is one of the biggest storylines of the Super Bowl champs last year. So, I mean, he seems like someone who's willing to play through just about anything. Now, I do wonder, from an organizational perspective, if they look at this and say, we need to grab the keys from him, because you have a Thursday night game and then you have a 10-day layoff. Could he benefit from a little bit extra rest, recovery before playing? But we'll see. I guess we won't know until game time. If he can't play, then you do have an issue there. You know, Brett Toth, I guess he would potentially be the left guard. Matt Pryor could potentially be in there, but that's something you have to scheme around a little bit. So I think Landon Dickerson, even if he's not 100%, he's used to playing through a lot of those injuries, and so he might not be the same guy we saw at some points last year, but I still think he would be plenty good enough.
So it is, you know, the run game, we know that he's a big part of that success. He and Jordan Mailata, they get so much push. But this year, there's a lot of question about how much the ball will be distributed away from Saquon just to try to keep him upright and healthy. Will Shipley and A.J. Dillon, from what you've seen, Shiel, how much do they deserve to get the ball? How much do you expect they'll see the ball in this offense?
Yeah, you know, you're obviously going to have a drop-off. And I think this is one of those things that you have meetings before the season and in the off season, and you say, hey, are there ways we can limit Saquon's touches just a little bit? Because 482 touches last year, and this is someone you want fresh for the playoffs and the Super Bowl. Mm-hmm. But then a coach gets in the heat of a game, and it's a one-possession game in the second half, and you're not saying, hey, let's go save Saquon Barkley and put Will Shipley out there. So I think you have to have a plan for what you want to do. I think you have to pick your spots when it's a double-digit game in the fourth quarter. Maybe that's the time to say, hey, we don't need to run Saquon three times right here. But I do like those guys. You know, I thought Will Shipley and his opportunities last year played well. A.J. Dillon has been a good player in the NFL. He had the neck injury last year, but I thought he had a good summer, had a good camp. So, yeah, I think you can feel pretty confident about that group, that with your scheme, with your offensive line, they can be productive if there are times where you need to spell Saquon Barkley.
You know, one of the things, Sheila, obviously we love having you on the show is you break down the film, not just Eagles games, but games all across the league. And you've been seeing Dak Prescott film for years. So let's talk about him. He's back. He's certainly better than what they had when they didn't have him last year. But he doesn't look like he's as good as he used to be. And what I wonder from you is, was he a – when he looked really good, no one ever said he's elite top three in football, but he looked like a really damn good quarterback for a bunch of years. Was he a product of great talent around him? Pretty good, but a product of great talent around him? Or not? I mean, what the heck is he and what was he? And has he regressed and just not as good as he used to be?
Yeah, I think at his peak, he's a very smart, cerebral, go to the line of scrimmage, see what the defense is doing, change the call, accurate passer. And so I think he's a drop-back passer. He's not going to bring that creativity where he's scrambling, where he's running. That's not the type of quarterback he is. He's a very aggressive thrower. I mean, if you look at the numbers every year in terms of quarterbacks who throw into tight windows at the highest rate, Dak Prescott is right there. And so that's something to keep an eye on Thursday night, is that he doesn't need a big opening. He doesn't need a ton of separation to decide he's going to throw the football to a certain wide receiver. And so that's something that the Eagles corners have to be ready for, where it's not just the coverage, it's finishing the play. Just having the coverage, he will still attempt some of those passes. So I don't know what he is right now, to be honest with you, because 2 years ago, you know, he was in MVP consideration with the numbers he was putting up. And last year, he was terrible. I mean, I know he got injured, but he played 8 games last year, and their passing offense was terrible. So he's 32 years old. They have some questions at offensive tackle. And so it's kind of an unknown going into this season. So I think he's a good quarterback. He hasn't had the playoff success. He's obviously not in the same tier as some of the other great guys in the NFL, but he's a serviceable guy where if you're not playing well defensively, he can put up big numbers on you.
Yeah. I'll say this, though. As one of the highest paid players in football, he's got to be better than serviceable. And for that team, with where their roster has gone, he's got to be actually really great for them to make a real run, because they don't have what they used to. And, Sheil, let's be real. When he used to have Ezekiel Elliott and Amari Cooper and Michael Gallup and Tony Pollard, and for some of those years, CeeDee Lamb, and he had one of the best offensive lines in football. I mean, he had a lot around him, and it feels like there's been a tremendous depletion with their roster over the last couple of years. All right, Sheil, final thing. And, James, my guess is Buzz will not have it ready in the studio, which I'm going to blame you for as the producer of the show.
I probably should have told him to have the drum roll ready. Yeah, yes, that's a bad job by
Buzz,
me.
I assume Seltzer didn't tell you to get a drum roll ready for
you would be correct.
You can do
that.
It quick. Look, there's enough time. If Buzz were paying attention, I did it, 4 seconds yesterday? You didn't give me
three. But
he's,
you knew where it was.
James. All you gotta do is type in drum roll.
There it is.
Well done, Buzz.
Sheil Kapadia's prediction. Regular season win and loss for the Philadelphia Eagles. Sheil, what do you got?
I got the Eagles at 12-5. You know, the things we talk about here are all first world problems with this roster. It's still the best roster in football. It's still loaded with star power. It still has the best defensive coordinator in the NFL.
Excuse me, real quick. Keep going. Buzz, he has given the prediction.
Yeah, you stop it as soon as the prediction happens. 12-5, done.
Now we're in the analysis of why 12-5, which we do value, but the prediction was made. All right, Okay. Continue, please, Sheil.
Listen, by the time we get to week 7 or 8, let's get this drum roll worked out. You know, I know the preseason, we didn't get a lot of reps in the preseason. But, yeah. No, I think they're very
good. We have more predictions coming, Dan, so be ready.
Yeah, I think they're going to win the division. I think they're at the top tier in the NFC. Whether they get out of the NFC or not, I do have them going to the Super Bowl, coming out of the NFC this year. So there might be some more ups and downs than last year, but I still think this is a very good team in 2025.
Hey, Sheil, good stuff, bud. We look forward to talking to you every week. We think it'll be on Wednesdays. We'll firm that up in the next couple of days. Love having you on the show, Sheil Kapadia. Thanks, bud.
All right, guys. Take care. Talk to you next week.
Thanks, Sheil. There he is, Sheil Kapadia.
This fall, choose Primavera Online, and you'll be choosing a school with flexibility, personalized support, and an award-winning curriculum that's over 20 years strong. Now enrolling grades K-12 at chooseprimavera.com.
Honestly, I wasn't sure we could pull this off ourselves.
You had the vision, and Blinds.com brought your dreams to life.
Yeah, their custom window treatments and free design consultation. Total game changer. Ava walked us through everything. Styles, colors, what would work best in this space.
And we didn't have to leave the house. Free samples showed up fast, and they made it super easy to compare and choose.
Right? Plus, no high-pressure sales pitch, just smart guidance. And the install? I thought it'd be tricky, but Blinds.com instructions were clear. Everything fits perfectly.
And thanks to their SureFit guarantee, if something doesn't fit, they remake it for free. Talk about peace of mind.
And it costs way less than having a designer to our house or going to one of those overpriced showrooms.
We saved money, got the exact look we wanted, and we did it ourselves.
We did it.
So, kitchen windows next?
Blinds.com makes buying and installing window treatments easy and affordable because nobody covers windows better than Blinds.com. Visit Blinds.com now for up to 45% off with minimum purchase. Rules and restrictions apply.
True North Convenience Stores and Red Bull are an elite matchup. True North offers returning players Red Bull Original and Sugar Free. First round picks like Watermelon, Wild Berries, and the newest rookie, Red Bull Zero. Right now, grab three of your favorite 8-ounce can flavors for $6.50 and save 10 cents off a gallon with the True Rewards mobile app. Available in your favorite app store. Rush into True North to score this deal before the clock runs out. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Dollar Shave Club delivers premium razors without premium prices. Get close, comfortable six-blade shaves, swift rinse and four blades for thicker hair, and translucent shave butter for precision. Visit dollarshaveclub.com/homerun. Use promo code HOMERUN for 20% off.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.